Welcome to the second season of the Boomac Brawl. This is Frank here.
Angry Bob, short term again.
Mark.
Thanhammer.
And Dobble.
Okay, well, the discussion always starts with anime, but let's go over our summers first. Let's, you know, because we spent a while away from each other. Bob, what did you do?
I don't know if I can say what I did here without the feds coming to see me. I sat and did school all summer, which any of you thinking to do that, don't do it. It's painful. And I watched a lot of anime. Lucky Star, that was about the best one I watched. Very interesting series. That's about it for me. Mark?
Well, I went to Otakon. I worked a lot, made some monies, good stuff. Some interesting experiences there that we'll probably talk about later in the story section. Bob can tell you about that, too. But other than that, just happy to be back, starting the new semester.
Many bad Otakon
Hammer.
Stories.
My summer blue, Josh. I mean, Doppel.
Doppel?
Yeah, I worked at a crappy restaurant off a fast food restaurant off a turnpike exit. Yeah, and I built a new computer in video games.
You built it a new computer?
Yes.
Doppel, is it true you got solicited?
For what?
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Next.
Well, as for Frank's summer, it was awesome. I got a new dog. I'm not going to tell you the dog's name because there might be some crazy dog stalker listening.
Woof!
Elfin lead.
Silence.
Meow!
Kick that dog!
I exercised a lot. Swam. And hiked around where I live because basically I live in the woods. And a good time was had by all. Let's move on to the anime discussion. Big event happened over the summer, Otakon. Regrettably, I could not go, but...
Me neither.
You guys suck.
That's a lot of failure right there.
Yeah, that's kind of epic failure
right
there.
Even I went.
I had no money and I went.
I saved just enough money while actually working a real job to make it to Otakon.
And buy a lot of crap.
And then got really drunk. We allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
Yes,
sure.
Good.
Should we say that? Do we have a separate section for stories, or should we do that now?
We could share some Otakon stories here.
Otakon stories, Bob.
Well, let's do it by day, Thursday. Huh. We got there late and sat in traffic. We also got to talk to some really nice people from other anime clubs. Max will tell you more about that one. Then Thursday, I'm going to finish when everyone else is done for Thursday and what I did into Friday. Your Thursday?
Should I tell about the desktop, or should you?
I'll tell that story.
Well, maybe it's better for me because you were practically out of it by then.
What did you do Thursday, Otakon?
Thursday, I took a first-class Accela train down to Baltimore, and then I got into Ahmed's cab and had the cab ride from hell, because all of downtown Baltimore was under construction, so Ahmed told me his life story of how he escaped from Pakistan or something. He told me his life story, I got to where he, what village he was from, something or something, and I'm quietly praying, because he really wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. I was just happy, so I gave him a nice tip that I didn't die.
It's like Crazy Abdul from the Darkness.
Okay, my Thursday stories. In case you don't know, I'm going to watch my language here just a little bit. We were having a very good time Thursday at Otakon. Many spirituous beverages were partaken in a friendly manner.
Mead.
Except more expensive mead. But, partaking of those spiritual beverages, we were watching anime on my machine, or my laptop, and sometime during the partaking of the mead, I came off with the quote, apparently, I need to change my background because I've had the Dell background for a year. So I went to change it. I said, we need some porn. But the problem was, we didn't have any porn, so I said, screw that, we're putting something manly on here. We're putting battleships on here. So that was my Thursday, and I'm not telling you about the rest of it.
Hey, any other interesting stories?
Oh, yes, I have lots of good stories for Thursday.
I just have one more. We could save the rest of the story section.
We hooked up with the people from the unnamed other club because we don't want to give away our location. Had some interesting people there, met some cute people. That was interesting. Lots of cute cosplay throughout Thursday. I was surprised the amount of Thursday cosplay that showed up because usually you don't see that much. But after that, we went back to the hotel room, got a little smash. We found out that Nelson is actually smoother than Morgan.
4 a.m. noise complaints are fun. Especially when the clock's off in your room for an hour.
Now, I'm just going to mention this because it's connected directly to the Thursday incident. The next morning, When Bob woke up, he opens his laptop and he asks the question,
what is this background? Where did this come from?
Why are there battleships on my desktop?
Why are there battleships on my desktop? Okay.
It took him 2 hours to remember doing that.
Should we move to Friday now? I thought there were no more stories.
Oh, we got...
We're doing it by date.
Oh, no, we're going to keep you bored here for a while, folks. Sit down. Grab soda. Friday, the Funimation panel sucked it hard. They were terrible. They announced nothing. You know what was sad? The next day, Bandai put the screws to them. They actually announced something. You know, I think the Media Blasters panel, which I stayed for 5 minutes, was better than the Funimation panel, which lasted an hour. By the way, apparently the anime industry isn't dying. Woo.
Woo!
I'm so thrilled. Yay. Especially from the company running the entire industry. Yeah.
I give them a couple months before they fold. They took too much too quickly.
Let's see. What else happened Friday?
Friday?
Oh, dealer's room. Uh-huh. Antics. There was
antics.
The line was too long. Didn't get in there until like 4 p.m. Oh. Really? Keep going.
No, you can keep going. I was just asking a question.
Then, for the AMV contest, most of us were sitting there that went to Otakon, apparently. It's nice to know they disqualified the entire movie category.
Yeah, let's be the con lawyer was having a heart attack that was sitting next to me and Timmy. And he was basically because someone did the movie parody thing and they copyrighted and made it all look like a movie producer. And what really upset him was they used Beauty and the Beast. And he was afraid that Disney would sue, and Disney always wins.
Disney hate. I think that was actually about it for Friday. I mean, I didn't recover until like 10 p.m., but we took a ton of pictures.
I saw the S&M girl in the dealer's room.
Oh.
Nice job. And then I saw half-naked, fat, sexy nojutsu Naruto cosplay girl.
I actually got there at 10 a.m. I was the one in the worst shape and got there on time to the convention, only 2 hours late. Get to 10 a.m. con, it's pretty good when you walk in there.
Yeah, you were, like, gone whenever we got up.
Yeah, I was gone. I was first one up, which was sad.
Did any of you see Moot?
Who?
Moot.
Moot was there.
Moot was there? You know what was sad this year? I missed Tentacle Monster.
You missed the purple tentacle.
I missed the purple tentacle monster, and that makes me upset this year. So I'm more than enough cheese, including one day, I think I got a picture of Manji. Which I didn't want, or it was one really ugly girl. Anything from Friday for you?
Oh, yeah. The Pokemon cosplay shoot. I've never seen that many Pokemon cosplayers at a con. Ooh. And the Misty, the May, and the Dawn cosplayers. Ooh, my word. Yeah, that was some interesting stuff.
I saw Venture Brother cosplayers.
That's awesome.
I'm sure Grant would have, like, drooled himself into a pool, an ocean of drool, had he been
did
there.
Did anyone see the pedo bear?
Yes!
Did you see him when he got up behind the two little kids like this?
No, okay. I got one for you. I'm walking down the hallway with a couple of my friends. There's a gothic Lolita chick. She has to be, like, 13, sitting on the floor, passed out or asleep. We were hoping not dead. That would have been a hard one to explain. Okay, so we're sitting there. A couple of us gather around, like, should we poke her? No one's doing it. Pedo Bear comes walking down the hallway. Okay, he doesn't have his mask on this time. Puts the mask on. He stalks her. And then puts his hand over his mouth while sitting like this. Like with her hand, with his hand down. Can we tell them the website in case they want to see these pictures?
Technically, yes, because they already know what we're called.
Can I do that?
Sure.
BlueMac.org, con pictures, SetsuCon 08, I believe Eric's section.
SetsuCon?
Oh, SetsuCon, whoops. Otakon, there's like a million pictures there. Look for the Eric section, they're in there. I think the RT section also has a few in there. That's the name of the sections.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the section. So check there, because there's some real good pictures from Pedo Bear. Also, we have pictures of Pedo Bear getting shot.
Oh,
wait.
Pedo Bear with Stephanie from LazyTown.
Whoa. Someone's... Is that door opening? All of you, have a seat over here, please.
Oh, God. No!
Now, what are you doing talking about 13-year-old girl like that?
Chris Hansen's arrived!
Wait.
Party fan.
You're on Dateline NBC with Chris Hansen.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Frank, hand me the knife.
Complimentary fuck has entered the scene.
Chris Hansen doesn't live... Oh, I can't say that. Chris Hansen gets poked.
There's candy in this van. Girls come in. Okay, so which one of you actually thought there was candy in this van? Oh, yeah, you're first.
Okay. We don't want Chris Hansen to really come after us,
no.
So...
Anything else Friday?
That'd be cool.
Not that I can think of.
What else for Friday?
I'd like to talk about the massive fail of the Phoenix Wright trial on...
Were you there?
Saturday night. Yes. I left Lucky Star, and I missed Black Lagoon's English premiere, okay. The second barrage.
You'll have to tell us about
Let's
that.
Let's move to Saturday, where I have a couple ranks. Number one, Bandai Entertainment, or USA, or whatever they call themselves this week, actually had a good panel. They announced stuff about shows they were putting on Sci-Fi. They announced Code Geass, R2 going right to Cartoon Network, which was nice. Unlike the Funimation panel, which was junk, they actually announced stuff. Then, the only complaint that night, the Bandai Surprise panel, they put one of the most crowded panels in the tiniest room. I couldn't get in. Geez. My buddy and I were sitting there. We couldn't get in. We went into the J-Rock panel. You know what else? You have the guy credit. Whoever did the J-Rock panel did a damn good job about it. Because he even made that entertaining. I'm not sure that's entertaining. But he did a damn good job. What else did we do? Oh. I'm going to let Ryan rant about the Phoenix right now. I'll come back to it.
Well, words cannot describe the epic fail of that. I waited in line for 2 hours in that line when I could have watched Lucky Star or Black Lagoon, the second barrage. I got in there. Not only was there no Edgeworth.
What?
There was no Edgeworth because he took my cosplayer to the hospital for food poisoning. But an over-glorified 20 questions.
What?
Yeah. I was disgusted.
Wow. Give me their names.
They got rid of the anime trial for that?
Parliament. Yeah, they got rid of Parliament for that, and it was horrible.
That junk?
Yeah, the Parliament guy, I'm sure, is even more pissed off now that the thing sucked.
Okay. Anything else, Ryan?
Dub Actors After Dark was awesome.
We can't talk about that. We can tell the one part. Actually, you know what? No, we're not even going to discuss that.
Let me reiterate to Greg Ayers, because technically he wasn't part of that panel.
We love you, Greg Ayers.
I'm going to tell what Greg Ayers said, because he wasn't part of that panel, so it doesn't count. What happened was, we were at the point of the panel where someone decided to ask the panelists what their favorite dead baby joke was.
And I love dead baby jokes.
None of them had one. So the guy told one quick. He said, if you don't like dead baby jokes, cover your ears for this one. He asked them, what do you call a dead baby without a jawbone? And he said, deep throat.
Oh.
Now, none of the panelists knew one. So instead, one of the panelists called up Greg Ayers. And she said, hey, Greg, do you have any dead baby jokes? We have a guy here who wants to know if we have one. And Greg's like, put me on speakerphone. The speakerphone didn't work, so she had to relay it to us. And she asked, how do you keep the neighborhood kids off of your lawn?
How?
Fuck one of them.
Yes, they said that. Well, okay, now we're going to cut that one. Did anybody else attend the...
Hold on. Oh. How many dead babies... How many babies does it take to paint a barn?
One, and a blender.
No, it depends on how hard you throw them.
Oh, wow. Well, you better give this one an R rating, Frank.
Oh, they're all explicit.
Yeah, they're all labeled that.
Okay.
Enough of the dead baby
jokes have ended.
I'm going to try to finish up Saturday here.
We watch porn?
Not yet. The Fan Subber and Industry Panel, or as I like to call it, Fan Subbers and Media Blasters versus Funimation, everyone else versus Funimation. Because the poor Funimation panelist, poor Lance Haskell, was taking up the rear in every direction. I mean, he was getting pounded. I was sitting next to these two chicks. They were from North Carolina. I never saw two people hate dubs like they did. Oh. It was pure, unrelenting hate. Just pure hate of dubs. They were the awesomest people I ever sat next to. I mean, it was great. They were just spewing their guts. They hated it. Then it was 4 fan subbers. It was from some from Databo. Databo?
Dante Bio.
Thank you.
No, I have to confirm a 4chan mem. They are fat fucks. Did you ever see them?
The guy I saw was kind of okay. He wasn't that fat.
The one I saw was the exact same picture that they have in the motivational poster. And they even carry those obnoxious red bags that say Dante Bio and take the internet seriously.
Asterisk note to bring this back later. Code Geass subs. What happened with GG Thanks?
Any idea?
What happened?
Because I think they stopped subbing it.
Who?
GG? Yeah, I think they stopped it.
I had episode 20.
Yeah, I do too. Did you see their website?
No.
You better hop over there quick, because the way it looks, they stopped it, possibly.
Eclipse is still going.
I
like Eclipse.
But back to Saturday night. The Media Blasters guy, his own quote, I don't care if you sub, don't sub our stuff, sub Funimation stuff. Yeah, he sat, and we're all busting out laughing. It was actually a rather nice panel, because the Funimation guy just kept taking it. He tried the best answers he could. And, they are aware that, our industry is not in good shape. And they're, trying to adapt, but, that's a joke. All the same. Yeah, streaming. Everyone hates streaming.
I don't.
Go stand in the corner.
I hate streaming.
Streaming's a joke.
VO is, like, the best ever.
Streaming's bad because no one wins. No one.
Well, at least VO doesn't take money, like Crunchyroll. Oh, did you go to that Crunchyroll panel?
I missed it.
I want to go there and spew hate it.
Crunchyroll's dirty. Let's not talk about them. They didn't deserve
$5 million in venture capital for what?
Free porn. Wait, you can't even get free porn off of them.
Yes, exactly.
I don't see anything about this being canceled.
Go back to the main page. GG thing. Okay. What are you... Okay, never mind. That's about it for Saturday.
That's Anime Suki.
Yeah. I really don't have anything else going on with that.
Probably about...
Sunday.
Sunday.
Wait, can't we talk about the porn first?
Oh, feel free to talk about the porn.
Yeah, we decided that we all went back to the hotel room, got a little, you know, partake of some spirituous beverages.
I was drinking with other people.
And then we watched Grant's newest contribution to the world of hentai, which was apparently described as lowly tentacles incest.
Oh.
And it was quite possibly the most entertaining thing I'd ever watched, because when you watch hentai in a group, you notice just how absurd the sub-dialogue is, and you can't help but laugh.
It's actually pretty good.
This is obviously a joke, because it's all scratched out.
Did you go on... They have a thing on 4chan going down.
There's always...
It was great. It's hilarious. Click the link. So maybe I called that one wrong, but you know what? When you're reading it, it's funny.
Okay, we can go to Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay. I reserve all of Sunday. Ryan, you got on the train, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I got a Sunday story. These two didn't hear it yet, sitting next to me, Doppel and Frank. Okay. So I'm sitting down in the dealer's room 15 minutes before we leave, and they call me up. Hey, Bob, you got to get up there and see this. So I'm sitting there like, aww. This is another person, and Mark sitting next to me. I run up there. The line of Otakon huggers are there. Now, lately, I'm not feeling very huggy because I'm very angry.
You're always angry.
I see the line of huggers. I see these two guys with shit-eating grins on their face. I stop. I see this other guy go, oh, shit, he saw it. Then one of them points at me and screams at the top of their lungs, he needs a hug! I am in full retreat. I look, Admiral Akbar saw, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Yes, Admiral Akbar was well aware it was a trap. I am making a swift, I am swifting and making a nice little swift retreat. And then it gets bad.
It gets bad?
This, I don't know how old she was, this Mennonite from Super Smash Brothers Brawl, was it the Brawl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ran me down.
She chased him
she
down.
She ran
the
100 meters in about 3 seconds. The world records were destroyed. Now, here's my thing. I'm a big guy. I'm running 250 here. I put my oh god, we got the pet over pictures up right now. I put my camera in my right hand, and while she almost got to me for a hug, she got a palm thrust to the gut. And she tried it again and got palm thrust number 2. Then we have video of this, which will be on YouTube someday. She turned around and put her head down so sad. And, okay, so I go back to the line. I eventually get hugged. I do get, there's some other stuff I'm not going to repeat in there. Some of the hugs were just not right. Ted O'Bear does not approve.
Oh, they were nice.
Chris Hansen came and said hello to me afterwards. I saw the Pedal Bear seal of disapproval stamped on my shoulder. But afterwards, I did give Mennonite a hug and get a picture. I'm sorry for essentially stiff-arming Mennonite. I felt bad and should have done that. Should have accepted the hug. But no. And also, it's good to know ADV is still alive. ADV had a really nice panel.
We were waiting for them to declare
bankruptcy basically. But they just actually got back from Japan after Expo. They have a whole bunch of live-action titles coming out, which is nice. I mean, it's nice to see they're alive. Anything else from Sunday?
Gay Street?
Yes, we were trying.
Moving on!
Aww.
I saw Batman Gotham Knight over the summer.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
It was really good. It's like Batman and the Animatrix.
The only other thing I have to add for Otakon is, to the Sailor Scout who tried to pick me up, you were really hot, but I just wasn't interested at the time. I'm sorry.
He's gay.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
By the way, she was hot.
A proud sponsor of this podcast. Matt and Dat.
Yeah, we can't say that on the air. We'll get sued.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say it right.
I'm surprised Viacom didn't sue us.
For what?
For the epicenter of all things sinister.
The epicenter of all things sinister is ours.
I'm surprised they, like, anime on DVD.
It's a trademark. Speaking of which, Zenkai Con, we may or may not see ourselves there with that panel.
Yes.
I don't know. They haven't sent a reply back yet. I'm also doing a second application. If you guys are interested, I need some help on it.
What is it?
I'm going to do a hentai panel. You
want to? Oh, wonderful.
No, thanks.
I need someone to just sit there and click the laptop. That's it.
Why don't you get, what's his name with the fedora?
Who wants to
Joel?
See?
I'm not sure if he'll be going.
Joel? Who's Joel? We don't know any Joel. It's Senior Mexico.
The fedora man with the, who wears the big long coat and you open it up and it's full of hentai.
What are you buying?
No, we're just going to call him Morale from now on.
Oh, and Morale, yeah.
It's perfect for him.
Yeah. I think
if you are not interested in one of my señoritas, perhaps I could interest you in a nice watch, yes?
Anymore.
You just got undercover cop, Max.
Any more news on the summer of involving anime?
Well, Code Geass is good.
Code Geass is good.
Code Geass is a delightful train wreck of really bad writing. part of me is disappointed because season one was so good, and to see what they did with season two kind of makes me, but the sheer amount of fabulousness and the train wreck quality of it keeps me hooked.
I have to say, I've liked the overall quality of season two, but now that I got around to 18 where we're getting these mass battle scenes, I'm losing track of it. Star Trek had a lot better battle scenes.
Not to mention the fact that none of this shit makes sense. They don't really explain anything.
Something I didn't like, all the new mechs. I lost track of them. They like have 17 new mechs in the game.
And they like fly now.
And they fly, yes.
Yeah, I'd rather them like skate along the ground.
It was cool when the first two could fly. Now they all can fly.
They have all these god... I'm calling them mechs, okay? They have all these god mechs now. Like, what were those? The Nine Knights or the Knights of the...
Knights of Round.
Where the hell were they?
Yeah, what were they doing? Were they sitting around playing with themselves or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, Layush could have killed two or three of those in the last season. We wouldn't have lost anything. Might have a couple more good episodes.
Okay, let's move on from anime and move on to video games. But before that, many of our listeners will realize that a voice is missing. Ren is going along the Oregon Trail.
And she's going to ford that shit.
She's going to ford that shit.
4 feet of water, baby.
Oh, they might actually have a question. Our listeners?
Yeah.
Why is Banhammer here?
We wished him back with the Dragon Balls.
Oh, yeah, we found the Dragon Balls.
Wait. I thought we reincarnated him mysteriously from the Vulcan mind meld.
Same thing.
Squeak, squeak, Dragon squeak.
Balls.
What's a Dragon Ball?
Crest them.
Did you come out of the Ava like Shinji's mom did?
No, they use Reborn the Podcaster.
Oh. Wait, you mean we use Mad Dog 6040?
Nope.
Oh. Reborn the Monster.
Okay, moving on to video games. Oh, we played a lot this summer.
Yes, we did.
Let's start with Metal Gear Solid 4.
It was a good movie. I played through the entire game and skipped all the cutscenes, 6 hours worth of gaming. Total.
And only the first two levels are real Metal Gear Solid. The rest are like sneaking around from robots.
That's true. Grand Theft Auto 4 failed me.
Yeah.
I got bored after like 10 minutes.
LittleLaceySurprise.com.
What?
You can get party banned on Grand Theft Auto 4.
Here's my complaint. Metal Gear, you need to get to the PC already. For the love of God, get that on the PC.
That's true.
I
am waiting for Grand Theft Auto in the fall. I'm waiting for Crysis. I'm waiting for Call of Duty World War. And what's it? What, Far Cry? Far Cry's coming?
Yeah, Far Cry's coming 2. Back, yeah.
It's coming out, I think, next month.
I gotta save some money here. I got $200 worth of games to play.
Soul Calibur 4 was decent. I just downloaded the demo for The Force Unleashed. I find the levitation powers tweaky.
Yeah, it reminds a lot like the PS2 game PsyOps, but with the same crappy control scheme, which doesn't excite me.
Anyone picked up the new Command & Conquer yet?
The new Command & Conquer? You mean the new expansion pack?
Yes.
I have not picked up the expansion pack.
We all fail. I still want to pick that up.
Yeah, go back to Soul Calibur.
Okay, now I have a question for you. Does anyone know for sure whether that's supposed to be a sequel?
It's a prequel.
or a prequel, it's a prequel combination with a sequel or what?
No, it's a prequel.
Yeah. I mean, it says on the back, it's supposed to be your entire Command and Conquer series from here, from the past, now, and beyond. I'm like, what?
You know they're making a new Red Alert.
Red Alert 3, yeah, I know. You're supposed to be able to get the beta key for it out of the new pack.
Where's Rogue Squadron 4?
I liked Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron 4 was one of the good Star Wars
No, no,
games.
They stopped at 3. I want 4.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a classic game. Right.
They were too busy making Lair for the PS3. That game blew.
And the Jaeger missions.
Oh, please. Let's let him discuss Soul Calibur. I'm going to come back to this question of the summer.
Yeah, I tried Soul Calibur recently, and I thought it was good, but too much like 3. And it took out most of the good gameplay modes, which, you know, it just has arcade now for single player.
All I can say is Star Wars characters don't belong in Soul Calibur 4.
Yeah. I mean, with Soul Calibur 2, they just had a one-extra character, that's fine, but they don't need 3.
Link made sense.
Yes, Link did make
sense.
So did Spawn, and Heihachi, whatever.
Okay. What did he mean?
Question of the summer.
Has the PS3 died yet?
No.
Because, I mean, it seemed like another summer of fail for them.
No, Metal Gear Solid 4 is still on top of the charts.
Did that actually do something? Cause,
yeah, I love the Gamers Magazine was so pretty high.
Because, I mean, the Wii is still destroying everyone.
Well, the Wii's just cheap to make.
Oh, let's
my
talk
PS3
about
is propping up my laptop right now.
Let's save that for later.
No, we're talking about E3.
Oh, E3.
Oh, what?
No.
What E3? There was no E3.
No.
There was this little convention.
Game Informer is complaining that it needs to die.
Yeah, I agree. Wholeheartedly, E3 needs to go.
Nintendo's press conference.
Wait,
what press conference?
I forget what was discussed. You're going to tell me here.
Nothing.
The only games they announced, their big announcements, weren't games. Their two big games were Animal Crossing, and then after they announced everything went dark, and there was a smoke machine, lights, Shigeru Miyamoto came out on stage, all epic, everyone thought it was going to be a new Kid Icarus, but he introduced Wii Music. Just think Rock Band, but just waving the instrument around, you don't even have to match the notes.
Yeah, it's like a 2-year-old.
So it's like a retarded version.
A 2-year-old or a person with Alzheimer's can play the game.
Well, Nintendo, all we have to say to that is, thank you!
Let me explain this in an epic fashion. The presentation of Wii Music has been burned into my skull forever.
Bob choked himself right now.
First, we see this really sweaty guy with a horrible hair playing guitar, playing drums,
yeah,
and it looks like he's having a Grand Mal seizure on stage.
Yep.
And then, Cammy Dunway, all I have to say about her is, bitch gotta go. She starts handing out her fake sugar smile, and all these Nintendo executives get up on stage and put the final nail in the sacred cow. They butcher the Mario theme song.
Oh no.
Wait, was Reggie there?
Reggie was there.
Oh, Reggie was like a puppet.
If there's one person that needs to go from Nintendo, I've hated him since day one. I don't know why. I want to punch him in the face. He's like, punch. He bothers me. Kind of like Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
And then they had other failures. Their hardcore gamer games were Call of Duty World at War for the Wii, you use the Wii Zapper, and a Grand Theft Auto game for the DS.
Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars!
You can disagree with me on this. Call of Duty has to be a PC game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like Crysis should be a PC game. If you're going to play Crysis, because your PS3 is going to blow up when you put it in.
Exactly. Call of Duty should stay.
I mean, another Medal of Honor series, that should be PC. And I hate to say this, Grand Theft Auto should almost be PC.
Can I just add something on general to this topic?
Sure.
The consoles are trying to take over PC gaming, and that just doesn't work out for me. They need to stop doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
Hard drives and all, wonderful. Can't we go back to the good old PC? It's better and it plays everything.
Also,
when they make it.
Okay, let's talk about Sony now. Well, Sony's press conference.
I have one more thing to say about Nintendo. They were talking about Wii storage. They said, just delete your stuff from your Wii. So, so I'm going to be deleting classics like Super Metroid, Super Mario 3, you know. I'm going to be deleting those games, which It's just unethical to do so.
Well, I have a great idea. How about we all give Nintendo a nice Bob thank you? What
no.
do you say, Bob?
No, I'll tell you why. Because the Wii is dominating right now, I cannot give them a thank you. The Wii is still the leader.
That means
as
jack
much,
shit.
Hold on. As much as I don't own a Wii, let's be frank, I gave up on gaming systems after the GameCube. Sorry, Frank. Sorry, Doppel.
GameCube sucked.
Yeah. No, I see your point, Bob.
Yeah, I gave up. I started PC gaming. I haven't regretted it. You know, you miss Rocked In and maybe DDR, but after that, let's what am I going to play? Seriously.
Exactly.
Except for Metal Gear, and Final Fantasy.
Though for Nintendo, I am excited about what the third-party developers are showing. Conduit promises to be the first good FPS for the Wii.
Yeah.
Mad World just looks fun.
It does.
And I know Suda51... Wait, I'm not sure if it's for the... Yeah, Suda51's involved in, Fatal Frame 4.
Don't forget Tales of Symphonia 2.
Yeah, that's it. The only game I want from Nintendo this Christmas. Tales of Symphonia 2.
I will say I am hoping that they are starting to work on the next generation console because we need some more horsepower in this sucker. The Wii's cute. We need some horsepower, though. Need a couple of them Core 2 Duos in there.
Here's the problem, though. They're making money off the ass, and they're selling to, like, 82-year-olds.
Yeah.
So they're not going to change it.
When you're making money off the ass, that's when you improve your product.
Wii Fit?
Plan for the worst.
They're dumbasses.
Has anyone seen Wii Fit?
I've seen Wii Fit.
What is that?
There was an ABC News World Report saying how it's good for exercising.
What?
I refuse to exercise.
They can suck my
ass.
They try
to say DDR. What the hell?
Oh. They can't hear me.
That's right. Ryan, you need to take charge. Pretend you're in a classroom.
My students sort of frighten me.
Banhammer?
Wait. Wait.
No, this isn't appropriate.
Gaming. Let's
talk
let's
about
stay
it.
On gaming.
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Gaming.
Okay, how about we have obviously some dissenting opinions about Nintendo here. The GameCube broke my soul. Sorry.
The GameCube sucked.
Okay, Sony, they showed a lot of good FMVs, but that's all they showed.
I have no...
Well, they did show a Little Big Planet level in a press conference.
Okay.
I'm excited for God of War 3.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, I have no faith in them. I think they need to move on. I think the PS3 should be classified a failure. Hey, Blu-ray's cool, but guess what? They're about, like, 5 years early.
I'd have to concur with that.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not an online person either. So the online feature...
I think we can all concur that the next format war kind of came early to begin with.
Yeah.
People aren't ready to switch from DVD. We just got off VHS like 2 years ago.
Got off of it? We're still on it, buddy.
Yeah,
I mean,
still
playing VHS. We didn't kill it yet.
I still play VHS at my house.
You too.
Out of the five people actually allowed to talk here, who has VHS yet?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, there we go. I see five
days on VHS for like almost ever. I have like DuckTales episodes from 1984 that still work.
I seriously...
G.I. Joe, a real American hero.
I had an episode of Ghostbusters that plays.
Da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And also,
speaking
of which, that is going to be
seriously
an epic
think,
game this
I love,
fall.
Yeah, I have to say about the VHS. You scratch a DVD, it's gone. You throw a VHS tape out the window from the third floor story.
Why
put it back in.
Back in.
It's
why
good.
Why do they take back in? It's good.
Futurama quote, it's not going to survive the third coming of Jesus. That's where we're going to lose VHS. I'm sorry, folks.
VHS was the only thing that survived in Cowboy Bebop. That episode, yeah.
Didn't they use Beta?
Yeah, they used Beta.
That was Betamax.
They used Betamax to play the VHS tape.
So
I seriously think Blu-ray was too early, though. I mean, the PC never adopted it yet, and usually when a PC adopts something, it's time to move.
$269 for a burner right now on Newit.
Yeah.
It used to be in the thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, even a player, just to play back Blu-ray is, what, $130?
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy that till it hits $50. I think fifty is a reasonable price for a burner.
I understand that the disc hold like so many gigs, but really, why do you need 50 gig of storage? You're not gonna.
Maybe we should get a.
Unless you're specifically
I can justify
movies.
That. Like long term backup.
We should get a.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not worth the money.
We should get a Blu-ray drive for our club machine.
Here's the. You know what? No.
Well, Frank, you better replace the machine first.
If you put it in, it'll explode.
Frank, when you fire that sucker up, you're going to hear this little voice over. Auto-destruct activated. 59, 58.
Here's one thing that's ironic to me. I look at this and I'm thinking, you know something? The only use for a Blu-ray burner right now is to copy Blu-ray movies.
I know.
So isn't the industry kind of inadvertently supporting piracy
yes,
here?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Which is why Blu-ray torrents have suddenly shown up everywhere on the internet.
I mean, who makes their own HD video?
Who?
I just raised my hand, sorry.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
How many filmmakers are there?
Depends on your kind of...
I still have an 8mm camera. Give me a break. Super 8.
Does anyone else have anything on the PS3? Anybody?
I think the PS3 is actually pretty solid.
I think it's a solid system, but... Problem is...
The thing is... Oh, here's the funny part, what Sony's doing. Sony... they did something to the chipset, and now they can make them cheaper. They're not lowering the price.
Yeah, well, actually they are. $400 for any gig.
Well, Nintendo's ready to run you out of business, so maybe you want to lower that price sooner than later.
Also, let's talk about Microsoft. Apparently, they decided they made the wrong system.
Exactly.
And now they're turning the 360 into the Wii.
Oh, you're kidding.
They have their own knees.
Yeah. Except they actually look more like people. And then they crapified the,
The dashboard.
Yeah, the dashboard. And they also had Netflix integration.
And then they had a horrible movie maker where you make really awful movies with your friends. And they touted that as fun, and I said no.
What's the best way to piss off a Nintendo staff member? Tell them Microsoft should have bought them out 2 years ago. Told that to somebody in an online chat once. Saw the NOA flip out on me.
Is that it for games?
We're already breaching tech and the internet.
Oh, let's talk about our Team Fortress 2 adventures, Doppel.
I'm updating right now. Only 6 hours more to go at 46%.
Never made it off the orange box.
Okay, so, I was playing a pyro, and of course Doppel was on the other team. He's playing a medic. And the other team has, from what I see, the other team has like a little outpost set up. There's dispensers. They're setting up, like, sentry guns.
And the game was, we were halfway through it about. We were doing pretty good.
The cart-pushing one, right?
Yeah, it was. We had, like, 3 points capped. We just needed 2 more.
And all of a sudden, they were just waiting there. I rushed in with a pyro, burned Doppel, destroyed most of the machines, I think, until I finally got taken down. And then after that, Doppel's team was sucking. I completely broke their spirits.
Yeah. I had an Uber ready for, I had a new medic gun, so I was ready to just Uber someone and just get about 16 kills, and yeah, I got burned. And we started sucking after that, and we lost.
I also love the people with headsets on Team Fortress 2, because it's not like Xbox Live where you get the little 12-year-old. You get people who start making fun of the assholes.
The owner.
This one guy was talking about how much he owns with everything, and this one guy just kept talking to him. Hey, owner, how can I own like you?
Hey,
you
owner.
Know, all day, every day. And Mr. Owner was actually giving him advice at first. Like, oh, yeah, I train like 16 hours a day on this game.
There was nothing like the cursing on good old Battlefield 2. There was a lot of cursing on those servers.
Ooh. Left 4 Dead.
Oh, like an awesome game.
Bob, you need to get Left 4 Dead.
What system and what's it about?
It's PC.
Okay, give me some synopsis here.
It's 4-player co-op FPS.
Okay.
And the object of it is to make it through a zombie-infested area.
Okay.
And these zombies just come at you in droves. And plus, they have this little AI director that puts them randomly and randomly makes, like, areas of calm and areas with, like, high zombie content.
Wait, when you say randomly, it changes every time you play a level?
Check out gameplay videos. My description cannot do it justice.
Sounds like Half-Life.
No.
It does use the Source Engine.
Oh, very good then.
It's not a Half-Life, it's...
There will be cursing over the headsets. You can trust me on that one.
Wait till someone dicks you over when you're supposed to be your partner.
I do have to say, I got a good acquaintance over the summer. I met Big Daddy. several times in BioShock. Been playing I've been playing BioShock most of the summer, and I still haven't finished it yet. Nothing like getting A-raped by one of those guys running after you, especially the super ones at the later part of the series. They're just not fun.
I like how when you first saw one, you thought they'd be slow.
Yeah, then they charge you. The first time you have to kill one, you fire it like 90,000 times. You basically kill yourself trying to kill the first
one. Use the lightning shotgun. That's the best way to kill them.
I like the armor. I like getting the armor-piercing rounds later in the fire rounds. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So how about...
So, Bob, do you harvest them or do you save them?
I was saving them. I was a good man and saved them, but I haven't finished the game yet, so keep your mouth shut, Frank. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk yet on that game. I got, like, 15 more levels to go.
Okay.
Because I stopped, like, during the summer, I played, like, for 4 weeks straight, just stopped.
I still haven't beaten Captain Planet.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Banhammer? Movies now.
Wait, no. First we have to cover StarCraft 2.
No. We're going to random Wikipedia article.
Yeah!
StarCraft 2 is not out yet.
I know it's not out yet.
Diablo 3.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Come out sometime.
Duke Nukem Forever, 2010. You heard it here first.
Is he finally going to get with Lara Croft?
No.
You know Lara Croft had his baby.
I'm not sure about that.
We're positive.
Wait, it said Google absorbed Wikipedia. Oh, what? No!
The world is going to end?
Google just absorbed Wikipedia.
That's bullshit.
Why does it say Skynet?
Oh, God.
Go to Wikipedia quickly.
The world is ending.
Wikipedia, Wikipedia.
This is what we call the interchange.
What's the first one? The Yount Lee Oil Company.
What is the Yount Lee Oil Company?
It was founded in 1914 and was the successor to the Yount Rothwell Oil Company.
Ooh, Rothwell.
Which had been formed earlier by Miles Franklin Yount and Talbot Frederick Rothwell.
Well, that's fine. Next.
Next victim. I can't even pronounce
that. Let me see.
That one's gone.
Wait, no, we'll go back.
Octodon.
There's so many bad words here.
Octodon.
No,
octodon.
It's an animal.
It's a rat.
It's like a rodent.
Next.
From Chile. Alita, India?
Alita, Indiana.
Frank, Hooked on Phonics. You get my copy now.
Okay. It's like in northwestern Indiana. What is it? Is it a city?
It's an unincorporated community in Clinton Township, LaPorte County, Indiana.
What the fuck do they have an unincorporated township in there for?
Hey, that's Road Trip 2009 for Boomac.
Next. That's cool. Read that.
Oh, my God.
Allosteric serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Allosteric serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
What's it do?
It's
a marketing classification invented by the pharmaceutical company Lundbeck for its selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Wonderful. It's like a drug. Next.
Beautiful.
Last one, I think.
Hold on. Let's go to a different site for our last round of one.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Are you going to Encyclopedia Dramatica?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Wait, what?
It's down. They don't have any money.
No,
it's
not.
I got blocked from it.
It's
the
up.
Other day. It's up?
I know it's up because I just been there yesterday.
It's like failing.
Don't fail.
Go to the cache. Go to cache.
Fail.
You might have to revert to cache.
No, it's there.
Wait.
This service can't take anymore, Captain.
The bandwidth has eaten our lasers.
Bandwidth.
Refresh.
Oh, boy.
It's like a dying.
All right, I'm bored with this.
Go back to Wiki. One more. What do we got?
Dorsolateral prefrontal cortex.
Dorsolateral prefrontal cortex.
It's the last area to develop myelinate in the human cerebrum.
Okay, so it's like a part of the brain. Cool. What does it do? What does it control?
Be nice to be the science major.
Highest cortical area responsible for motor planning, organization, and regulation.
So it's something we college students lack.
It plays an important role in the integration of sensory and mnemonic information and the regulation of intellectual function and action.
Well, I think we're screwed.
Yeah, we're fucked.
All complex mental activity require the additional cortical and subcortical circuits that the DLPFC is connected with.
That's great. Turn it off.
Yeah.
That
was some pretty bad ones.
You want to do one more just for the hell of it?
No.
Yeah, let's get all of
it. Yeah, you kind of closed it. All right.
How about movies?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
start
movies.
With the summer. Let's talk about Indiana Jones 4. And the Indiana Jones 4 and the Kingdom of the CGI.
All I have to say is...
I have to say, that was a classic.
Sequel.
All I have to say is, how the hell did he live through a nuclear explosion inside of a refrigerator?
It was lead-lined.
That's bullshit. He would have broken arm, a leg, and neck.
I'm sure he broke something.
He's Indiana Jones. He's been killed like 15 times.
He faced the wrath of God. You think he can't survive an atomic blast?
I will accept the aliens, but I will not accept that repeated fall off that waterfall.
Okay.
That was ridiculous.
I will accept the waterfall. I don't accept the aliens. I think the aliens are completely unrealistic.
You have to admit, though, that was a pretty classic Indiana Jones movie.
Indiana Jones should have fought Darth Vader.
And he would have won, because he would have took that bullwhip out.
Wait, Indiana Jones and Han Solo, who would win?
Ooh. Okay, Frank?
I don't know.
Frank, make a command decision.
I'd say Han Solo.
I'd say Han Solo, because he would shoot first.
Yeah.
He would.
Indiana Jones would have his gun in his hand.
Wait, did Han Solo shoot first, or did Greedo shoot first?
We all know Greedo shot first.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
No, Han Solo shot first. See the original unspecial...
Greedo tried to shoot him.
No, he didn't. Han Solo shot first.
But that, let's go to Max. Who's gonna win?
I'm going to have to go with Indiana Jones. That whip, and he would have his gun out, too, before Han Solo.
But Han Solo is a scoundrel.
Well, so what? He would try to talk his way out of it first.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
That's not how Han Solo operates.
Or he would try to distract him.
No.
That's how he shot the guy in the bar.
Actually, if Indiana Jones was quicker on his whip to, get rid of Han Solo...
You don't have to draw the whip. He already got it out.
Yeah, if we can just whip Han Solo's gun for our way, then Indiana Jones might have a chance.
Well, here's a question. Are we talking young Indy? What time frame are we talking here?
Indiana Jones is good anytime.
Both equal ages?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Indiana Jones is just manlier. No offense. He's got the manliness.
Manlier than Han Solo?
Han Solo got sloppy seconds with Princess Leia.
Second movie.
Henry Jones versus Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who's Henry Jones?
Indiana Jones' father, Sean Connery.
Oh!
I don't know what Sean Connery.
Oh,
Sean Connery will pawn. Sean Connery will break out the Red October and pawn everybody.
Yep.
We can go with Indiana Jones' dad and, Rodriguez from Highlander.
Okay. More movies.
Yeah.
Hellboy 2.
I have not seen it.
I didn't see it.
It was good enough for a sequel.
Yes,
it was. It was worth my money for the matinee.
Wanted.
I did not see it.
No.
Balls-to-the-wall action.
Okay, I'm covering the next one. What was the Will Smith one?
Hancock.
That movie sucked at hard. That was terrible.
Because he's a Scientologist. Did anybody see it?
Dark Knight.
I saw it opening night.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to start a fight right now.
I disagree.
Okay. Let me start the fight.
Go ahead.
Without Heath Ledger, that movie would have sucked it hard. It was another Spider-Man 3. Without Heath Ledger's role in that in his Joker, how he absorbed, made the Joker... That movie would have been terrible otherwise.
If with Spider-Man 3, if there was an awesome Venom, it would have been a great movie.
Or if they had not put two villains at the end of the fucking movie.
But, I only have one thing to say. I'm like a dog chasing a big truck. I don't know what I'm going to do when I catch up with it.
Wants to see a magic trick.
Wants to see a magic trick.
Give me the phone.
I'm gonna make these pencils disappear.
All I want to do is make my phone call.
You want some popsicles?
Okay.
Heath
Ledger Academy Award.
Yeah,
he has to.
I'd say yes.
Because let's look. Do you think anyone matched his role in the last 10 years in movies? The greatness.
No.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Heath Ledger as his role in the Joker. I am still partial to Jack Nicholson for the way that they did it in the old movie. However, The Dark Knight takes Batman and creates something new with it. And the way that they are doing Batman now, Heath Ledger was perfect.
Yeah. Right.
Jack Nicholson wouldn't have fit, but on the other hand, Heath Ledger wouldn't have fit in the old movie.
Good point.
The only other point I'm going to say, I don't know where they're going for Batman 3. I really don't know if they can improve.
Well, because they have the Riddler.
I'd like to say James Bond, the new movies, should look at how they're doing Batman... And go fix it.
Right.
They should They should get Arnold Schwarzenegger to play Mr. Freeze.
No.
I thought that was a good movie. I like that movie.
What?
I liked Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like the Val Kilmer movie, and I like the Clooney movie. I liked them both.
It was good for a comedy, but not for like a...
I liked them both. I thought they were both good movies.
The nipples on the bat suit.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Nipples on the bat suit, Bob.
I really don't know what they would do unless Two-Face comes back to life. Because I could have sworn to God he was the third movie villain, and he would have made a good third movie villain.
I have to say, they should be awards for the makeup on Two-Face. That was just that was just disturbing. I even couldn't look at it. It was so disturbing.
You know, if that movie makes over $900 million, Heath Ledger's coming back.
I'd say he's trolling us pretty hard.
Yeah.
What if he's not really dead, like Tupac?
What if he became the Joker?
That's enough. Well, here's the other thing. I think Bob will agree with me on this, because the movie, in my opinion, the movie probably would have been mediocre at best without Heath Ledger.
Absolutely.
You look at the guy who plays Batman. He's the perfect Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
But if they're going to make him change his voice while he's in the bat suit,
shut up.
They take his voice, dub it over, and pump it up 400%. You can hear the crackling in the background.
I like the modernization.
Why didn't they just have someone else dub it over?
I like the modernization of Batman. I thought they did a good job kind of going backwards and modern. I don't know how you describe it. It's almost like they went backwards but modernized forward.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to compare this, like, again to James Bond, how they have the young James Bond. But the modernization didn't work for me. But I walked into Batman with no expectations for the first one. I loved it. Walked into James Bond, saw that thing, and just about threw up.
And here's the other thing. Suddenly there's this cell phone sonar thing. What? How did this start happening?
Also, I think the Batmobile is awesome.
The
Batmobile is awesome.
That cell phone sonar thing was bullshit.
Okay, move on.
I forgot Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man.
Absolutely.
That was good. That was worth my money.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Prinze Jr. is...
Freddie Prinze. Spectacular
Freddie
job.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean... He's not Freddie Prinze Jr. He's...
His name?
Robert Downey Jr. He is Tony Stark.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the right amount of cockiness, and he looked just good for the age. Age is perfect.
And plus, with Tony Stark's, like, history, alcoholism, drugs...
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Movie 2 is going to be great.
Hey, he built it in a cave with scraps.
Dun, dun. Sorry.
The Incredible Hulk.
I liked it.
Not awesome, but I think with Edward Norton, it was an improvement over the other one.
I think it was awesome because it was more, like, the comic book.
Yeah. Now remind me. The official line on that, was it a sequel that just didn't follow the old one? Was it a...
It was a do-over.
Because I know that they were... originally they told me that it wasn't an actual remake. They were trying to just make it like the old movie. It's after the old movie, but the old movie never happened.
It's more like the show.
Yeah.
It's a partial remake. It's a partial continuation, but with a lot of homage to the first movie, the first live-action movie, I don't want to call it, they made.
Yeah.
It's like 50-50, but really, it is a remake.
So it's I mean, as far as I could tell, it was a sequel that just considered the first movie non-existent.
Yeah.
So it happened afterward. Obviously, he's in South America.
Okay.
And finally,
Death Race. That movie is awesome.
I think I like Cranked better.
Did you see it?
I've seen Cranked.
Did you see Death Race yet?
I have a question for you, Frank.
What?
Have you ever heard of the internet?
Did you see Death Race yet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called downloading.
So how dare you say such things about Death Race?
It's like taking the Fast and the Furious and putting a machine gun on the car. Yeah. Give me a break.
No,
Death Race was awesome.
You forgot Jason Statham.
Jason Statham's fucking awesome.
I will give you the fact that the Dreadnought was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was absolutely ridiculous, that sequence.
I think, yeah, it would just use as to kill off the other people.
But 14K was the best character.
Yeah, 14K. He only spoke two words of English when he died.
Fuck me. Okay, any other movies?
And I got a little present for next week.
Oh.
I bought the new Yul Brynner movie, Postal.
Woo!
How bad is it, I wonder?
Oh, I wonder,
That's
too.
That's what we're going to find out soon.
I purchased Hitman, which was a classic. Hitman will be a cult classic. It's it's very just good.
Okay, moving on to tech and the internet. It's been a long summer.
You'll be kidding me.
Old B?
Abridged version. Let's stick to what happened to our beloved 4chan.
Lots of things happened on 4chan.
No, to 4chan.
Their tech support was obviously asleep, recovering from that massive hangover, and they just kind of made a DoD attack to, or DOS attack to hide it.
A 3.5 gigabit DDoS attack.
Yeah, that's lovely.
That had to be at least 2 weeks.
How long was it down for?
A week.
Oh my gosh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
When you couldn't get on anything.
There's down like another week, if I remember correctly.
You know they found the guy that did it?
Really?
And they posted his name and address on the...
Yeah, and phone number.
And phone number.
Oh, good old 4chan.
By the way, one of the podcasters here works at a bakery, and he'd love to make a Battletoads cake.
I'll fucking kill you. I swear to God. I'll come right for you. I'll make you a Battletoads cake you'll never forget.
Someone say cyanide?
Battletoads, huh? Sounds like a cake with real toad in it. I'll go down to the Levittown Lake. Go rummage through whatever dump sewage that they put in there. I'll find you a real good one. Battletoads, I'll get you a real Battletoad. He's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Who wants Teenage Mutant?
Oh,
come on.
Oh my god, that reminds me of the Battletoads series.
Never saw
it. That was god awful.
I've never seen it.
What? There's a cartoon series?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, TV Links is back up.
Never went to them.
Yeah, they're pretty good, because I don't really want to, like, download episodes of TV shows because I'm lazy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they just stream them off there.
It eats up our valuable hard drive space for more porn.
Exactly.
Yeah. I will say Windows Vista had another spectacular summer of moving a file. Is it locked up yet? Is it locked up yet? Oh, wait, it just locked up on me. Yay.
They did an experiment where they put random people who made Vista into a room and showed them Vista, but didn't call it Vista, and then they liked Vista after.
Yeah, that's the Mojave experiment. Yeah. That's entirely rigged. They rigged
that. Bullshit.
Yeah, they completely rigged that.
Oh, yeah. That was bullshit.
So, I think it's time to hate on Apple for a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, first of all, they have their continued commercials of hate. And by the way, did you hear about Microsoft's new campaign? $300 million worth of advertisements. Jerry Seinfeld is going to star in them, talking about Windows Vista, along with awesome Bill Gates, along with not eight other stars.
Steve Jobs, what's the deal with him?
If Mr. T isn't in it, it sucks.
Have you heard the rumors about Steve Jobs?
Oh,
they think he's dying all the time, because he's thin as a rail, and he's, like, white all the time.
The rumor was he had cancer, but then it was...
He has the AIDS.
Yeah.
AIDS.
But then he said no.
But
the problem is, when he died, that company's going bullshit. Going
that reminds
down.
Me.
Without his reality distortion field...
We all know that Bill will walk in the company, probably bring enough cash to buy it out, shut him down, and that'll be the end of it. He'll burn the place to the ground as it almost burned down the other week.
Steve Jobs died years ago. His heart's been replaced by the Apple logo. He is Apple Computers.
No, I thought they replaced him with the Core 2 Duo processor.
Once Bill Gates shuts down Apple, scholars shall have their eyes cut out and their tongues ripped from their mouths if they even utter the word of Mac or Steve Jobs.
Wait, will the Beatles finally get their album back?
No. Yeah, they've had their another... I feel dirty, I have to admit this. I had to help my mother buy an iPod for my brother.
iPods
couldn't
are
you just
right.
get, like, a generic brand MP3
No,
player?
He wanted an iPod.
Well, I will say the iPods...
My fifth-generation 30-gig video has served me very well.
Why the hell do you watch video on your iPod? I still don't
understand.
It's good
for exercise.
When I'm on a bus...
Like, when you're on a commute somewhere, what are you going to do?
I'll listen to fucking music before I watch a fucking video.
Break out the manga.
I was watching Super Troopers.
Read a book. Wait, Super Troopers? What the heck is Super Troopers?
What?
Wait, okay, whoa. Okay. Let's stop there.
Am I mishearing you?
Super Troopers is an awesome movie that was so bad it's awesome.
Wait,
is that about right?
It's the one with the state troopers?
Like, oh, okay, my bad. I know what that is.
I thought you were talking about Starship Troopers.
No, I like Starship
Troopers. Has anyone seen the third Starship Troopers yet?
No, I haven't.
I want to. I'm going to go down to the red box, and I'm going to get it.
The second one sucked.
The second one sucked.
The first one was good.
But the third one has the same actors in it.
I expect you to do the same thing for me.
Boom! Come on, you rapes! You want to live forever?
Yeah.
I still say the book was better, though, because they had nukes strapped onto, like, mechs.
And it had, like, powered armor.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Excuse us, we have to yell something. All at once, Willie stand in the corner.
Willie stand in the corner!
Okay, that's it.
Stufu!
Yeah, we're gonna John Cena you.
Shut up. Anyway.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, that reminds me, Van Hammer. How's your diabetes?
I don't have diabetes.
Diabetes.
You sons of bitches.
Oh, it's only a matter of time. We're gonna have to get you another glucose.
Diabetes.
Hey, I was the first one you told me you didn't have diabetes, and I believed you.
I'm gonna bake you all a Battletoads cake you'll never forget.
That's an awesome thread.
I'm getting out of here before.
That is an awesome thread.
Oh, not card captors.
No. Look at the thread. That's awesome. Well, yeah, we're looking at 4chan now, apparently.
Okay, enough of the Chan.
Should we talk about Old B?
No.
Everyone knows what happened to Old B. Luckily, they finally stopped Old B because that faggoty music was starting to annoy me.
I enjoyed that music.
I liked the music.
It was fine. Except because I was like, wait, why is there music on here? And then, you know, after the first, like, 7 hours, that kind of started to annoy me.
Okay.
I have one more point to bring up. Mark, I hate you for giving me 1,500 pictures from Otakon that I still have to go through.
Is it more like 1,800?
Yeah, something like that. Then JD... that random person we don't know.
Doesn't matter. No, is it really not JD?
Oh, yeah, you're right. JD gave us another 1,800 because he had people send them to him. So our website's going to die.
We're going to have to, like, upgrade our bandwidth or something. Or we're going to start using Photobucket, which will suck.
Oh, absolutely not. We'll never use Photobucket.
We will not lower
ourselves to that standard.
Okay, anything else?
As far as tech and the internet?
Okay, let's move on.
What is our next section?
It's miscellaneous, but I do want to tell a story.
Okay.
I think it was like the Mayhem Tour. I think the Rockstar Mayhem Tour. My cousin was there. And Dragon Force was playing, and the lead singer was running through the crowd, getting everyone riled up, and he pushed my cousin on the back. My cousin almost turned around and, like, punched him in the face. Almost.
Wonderful.
And knowing my cousin, it would have been like a knockout.
That would have been fun. Front page of the New York Times, insane person's cousin punches out Dragon Force.
That's one for the photo album in your family.
Yep. Oh, my family. I love my family. I think my aunt's a pothead. I don't want to get into it.
They're probably subscribers.
Oh.
God, I hope no one actually hears
One of them
this.
Keeps rabid foxes to scare children.
It was a stuffed fox. My parents just told me there was a rabid fox that escaped from a lab.
I have two minor miscellaneous points to bring up. One, can we kill the masquerade at Otakon? That seemed like a 4 hours waste of life.
Why did you even go to this time?
Oh, I didn't. I'm smarter than that. I went last year. That was a bit...
I was watching Lucky Star, and I made the mistake of leaving Lucky Star to
get
things right.
Because Lucky Star is a good show.
Do you still have that?
Of course I do.
Can you burn me a copy?
Of course I can.
Thank you.
No problem.
Of course,
we didn't discuss any of that.
The members of
By burning, we mean donating.
Donating.
The members of Boomac Brawl do not in any way endorse the acts of copyright violation or pirating or any such nonsense. What would make you think
we endorse
that?
Do what you want
that?
Because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
But back to the point. Otakon's at 4 hours for the masquerade. Why would you waste your life at Otakon 4 hours in a masquerade?
Especially when you could be buying porn in the dealer's room.
Yes, when you can be buying porn in the dealer's room. Point number two, the death of Gateway as a partial company.
Ooh.
Acer owns them now. Yay! Maybe something that's not junk.
Going the way of Tandy.
Okay, well, does anyone else have anything to bring up?
Yes, we have to discuss the Russian invasion of Georgia.
Okay, then.
That's your corner.
Going
to Mark's Corner, where we discuss cool events. Now, we were down at Otakon, and there was this brief mention of people, you know, people were discussing the Olympics on occasion, but mostly Otakon is isolated from the world. And we were in the Voice Actors After Dark panel, and suddenly one of the panelists says, oh yeah, by the way, Russia invaded Georgia. And we were like, oh, cool. So we went back to the room and we watched it on television. So, Bob, in your opinion, whose side are you taking on this issue? Georgia or Russia?
Georgia.
Why?
Why?
Because they're part of the United States. Because
they took down a Russian bomber. That's pretty bad when a third world country, no, I'm sorry, a fourth world country takes down a second world country's bomber and two or three fighters until air superiority is achieved. They're fighting with guts and heart.
And Russian weaponry.
And Russian weaponry. Along with those 2,000 battle-hardened Iraqi veterans
with
shit back.
20 seconds.
Yeah, that was pretty funny when we suddenly said, oh, by the way, we're not getting involved. Oh, by the way, we're shipping 2,000 troops back for you. Yeah.
God bless Georgia.
I personally shut the hell up. This is miscellaneous to begin with.
Nope.
I take Russia's side because, personally, those two provinces are practically Russian anyway, and Georgia was going in there and shooting people.
They should have expected that. Hiroshima, Republic, Podorich.
Anyway.
Comrade Frank, you're going to the gulag for a few days.
Giant fucking tanks.
Number two, there isn't a square missing you.
You're the one who's being affected by the Comrade's Great Purge.
You'll be at the labor camp. Or we'll send Mr. Diabetes to the labor camp first.
What was that accent?
I don't know. Well, that might have been Scottish.
In Soviet Russia, diabetes eat you.
Okay, on that note,
I'm going to go all glass nose on your ass.
Everyone, good night.
Battletoads.
Good night and good luck.
Thank you!